A 28-year-old BC man has been sentenced to 120 days house arrest and 18 months of probation after pleading guilty to publishing an intimate image without consent. Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Gregory Rideout heard the man and his former girlfriend had been in a relationship for 3 to 4 months in 2016, during which time he took images, including video, of them having consensual sex. The relationship ended poorly, Crown Prosecutor Daniel Shee said, later adding the images were deeply private and personal. He breached that in a very profound manner, Shee said. The couple had attempted to reconcile in 2018, but she ended it when he attempted to kiss her. Then, in July 2022, the woman began to receive messages from unknown numbers saying her intimate images had been seen on the website Pornhub. She confronted him and told him to delete the images. She also tried unsuccessfully to contact Pornhub and then called police. She later received a text saying the images had been taken down. Then, in October, she began to receive messages from strangers on Facebook regarding Pornhub. Police got a warrant and eventually got information showing the Burnaby IP addresses were for the man. A search of the man's devices revealed the images in question. Those included a video of the complainant performing oral sex on an unknown male. She said it was alleged the male in question is the ex-boyfriend. The video was seen 47 times. At no time did she consent to sharing the material with anyone else other than the accused. She told Rideout. The court heard the man's actions arose from bitterness, sadness and resentment, coupled with alcohol. A victim impact statement was not read in court and Rideout ordered it sealed. He also ordered sealed the apology letter the man wrote for the woman. Rideout ordered the man to delete any such images. He must also not post anything referring to the woman. Nor can he have any contact with the victim or her family. The court docket lists the offense as having happened in Vancouver. A publication ban on the woman's name means Glacier Media cannot in any way identify her. Publishing his name could do that and, as such, his name is not in this article. The man is also subject to a curfew. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca twitter.com/janeswo